Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sure.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, so today on Am I the Jerk, she wants to know if she's the jerk for telling her husband to just take any job already. Anything. I don't care what it is. All right. So let's hear her out and understand exactly what's going on here. She said, Allie and DZ. DZ's not here, by the way, dealing with some family stuff, and will be back as soon as he can. She said, my husband lost his job a few months ago. Aww. And since then has turned down several offers because each one wasn't quite what he wanted. It was the wrong hours, not enough pay, too far of a distance. Meanwhile, I'm working long shifts, covering all the bills, and coming home to a messy house, undone chores, and kids who haven't even been fed. He stays up late and seems totally fine with letting me handle everything. I'm exhausted and resentful because he always was a hard worker, but he insists he's just waiting for a job with the right fit. Am I the jerk for telling him to just take anything and keep looking once he's working again? I don't even care if he works at a fast food place. Just work somewhere while you keep looking. Am I the jerk for telling him to just take any job? All right. This is tough because you get it. Maybe you've worked really hard for your career. You've got a lot of years on your belt, and a lot of people don't just want to take any job after that, right? Maybe you've lost your job and you're like, I can do better than this. I've seen people who have lost their job and refused to get new jobs because they thought they were too good for it. But at some point, you got to pay your bills, my guy, and you got to help out in the house. 414-533-1037. That is the number to text or call. Do you guys think she's a jerk for telling her husband time's up, time to just get a job, and I don't care what it is, any job? Anytime. All right. We're going to talk to you guys next today for Am I the Jerk? Is she the jerk for telling him, get any job? I don't even care what it is. Go.
Okay. Who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait. You're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
Okay, she wants to know if she's a jerk for telling her husband to just get any job already. She doesn't even care what it is. He has been jobless after getting let go, and it's been a few months, and she's like, you know, at this point, I just want him to take anything. He's got a reason he can't take any of the jobs he's been offered, like wrong hours, not enough pay, too far of a distance, etc. So, is she the jerk for saying, just get any job already? We're over it? I am so excited because every now and then we get new people on the phone, and they're super excited to be on the show. Good morning, to Lou in West Bend. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Well, to be on the show. Oh, my God.
Welcome to Am I the Jerk? You're on Allie and DZ, first timer.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, of course.
Such a long time.
Oh, well, I love it that you got in. Oh, well, you're in now. Tolu, you made it. We want to know, jerk or not the jerk for telling your husband.
Not the jerk.
Didn't even flinch. Mm-hmm. Go on.
You know what? I could have gone either way, but she is not the jerk.
Why would you go either way? What's the other side? Go on.
So that was me. 5 months ago, I was jobless.
Ah.
Because after my college, for 3 years, I couldn't get a job.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to have a business. I lost my business, 2 businesses during COVID.
That's tough.
And I worked at a COVID job till 2022. So after 2022, I lost my job. I had nothing. It was my wife. Mm-hmm. And we were paying all the bills with our money.
So but there's a difference between can't get a job and turning jobs down, to Lou. Right?
Yeah, I understand. You know, at some point, I didn't want to apply for certain jobs. And my wife said, you need to apply for this. So I started applying for
anything?
Jobs, that anything.
Yes,
anything,
good.
I didn't get it. Eventually, what I do now, you won't believe what I do.
What do you do now? What did it turn into? What?
We'll talk about that later.
Oh, now you...
I make so much money. I make more than twice. Ask my wife now.
And what do you do? Are you going to tell us or are you going to keep it a secret? Tolu, what do you do?
I drive for Uber.
And you, look at that. And you're making double now. Wow. So
more
it turned
double.
Into something.
I'm double what she's making.
That's wild. Well, hey, you know what? You're making up for those 3 years, Tolu.
She pushed me.
Okay.
She really pushed me to do that.
Well, good. So you have a great wife who said, hold on, you got to do something. And now you find yourself doing something you love that you're making a ton of money. So your wife did the right thing. Well, this isn't even advice. This is just, is she the jerk? And you say, not the jerk. I've been through it. All right, Tolu. Good input. Good input. Hey,
Thank you. Enjoy.
And we'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right.
Bye. Oh, that's fantastic. I love it when new people make it onto the show. So the question is for Am I the Jerk? Am I the jerk for telling my husband to just take any job already? Because she's sick of it. It's been a few months, and he's saying there's a reason he can't have any of these jobs. Megan in Muskego, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. We saying jerk or not the jerk today, girl?
I'm also saying not the jerk.
Mm-hmm. Go on. Why?
Yeah, so I kind of had also a similar situation. It wasn't as long, but so I got laid off from my last job 10 days after I got married. And
well, good thing you got married. Not your problem. No, just kidding. That was a joke.
Yeah.
Well, you're like, hey, honey.
Right. Well, so my husband was still working, and, you know, we were fine for, you know, I found a job within, you know, like 3 weeks.
Oh, great.
I was working, I was applying to, you know, dozens of jobs every single day. And yes, most of them were in my field, but.
Would you have just taken anything, though, if you couldn't get one? Because here's the thing. This guy's been offered jobs. He just doesn't want them. They're not his perfect fit. He sounds entitled. Yeah. I'm like, come on, my guy. You got to take something.
I told my husband, like, I said, if it got to be to the point where I needed to find something, I told him, I said, I didn't care what it was. I would have found something.
Mm-hmm.
And. I told him that, and it was obviously it did not come down to that, but I think it's like sometimes at some point you have to swallow your pride and you just have to do it to help your family. And she was right though. Like, get this job, get anything to just make some money and then try to find something better.
Well, and then you might be more ambitious. The more you do less, the less you want to do, right? Don't you feel like you get more comfortable? He's like, I don't want to work. What for now? He's not dealing. She's getting resentful. She's stressed out. This guy is too good for all the jobs that are being offered to him in this kind of economy. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't with this guy. I cannot.
Nah.
All right,
that's
Megan.
A jerk for saying that,
no. All right. Well, thanks for calling.
All right. Bye.
All right, so two not the jerks so far. Alyssa in Menominee Falls said, not the jerk. He's being lazy around the house, too. My guy, if you're depressed about not having a job, see a therapist, but don't leave everything on your wife. You may not have a wife soon if you keep taking advantage of her. Ooh-wee! All right, next up, last but not least, let's see if Mike in Waukesha actually agrees with all of these people. Let me find his theme song. Oh, there we go. Mike, good morning.
What's happening?
What up? This must be driving you crazy because I know you're a hard worker.
Yeah, I know this. People.
All the people with good work ethic, men and women, are screaming in their cars right now going, what do you mean he doesn't have a job for months already?
Yeah, he's not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
He's got to step up. And you gotta swallow your pride. And especially being the man, you got to step up. And like, it's not womanizing or anything. It's just like, I'm kind of old tradition like that. Like, you got to take care of your lady and your family.
You're saying, where is the core want to take care of my family right?
The only exception I can see to it is if they had like kids, like multiple kids in daycare.
He was staying home.
And the wage wasn't enough to cover the daycare, because I get that, because that's super expensive.
Same. I get why people decide to quit their jobs, because daycare basically takes your whole check. It's crazy. So I feel that, yeah.
Too, like, he needs to think too long term. Like, I know I sound like the old man, but like,
no, you don't.
You're screwing your retirement because you're going towards Social Security and everything.
You don't sound like an old man, but you just know now, because you have a business. You have your business, and it's, you know, you're doing really well. So you're like, I learned from experience. You're a good person to talk to, because you know from experience.
You gotta work. It's not a choice.
Mm-hmm.
It is what it is. But you gotta step up, and especially don't be lazy at home. Like,
thank you.
Like, you're putting in an effort. Like, step up. Like,
thank you.
Some bushes, do some dishes, cook dinner.
Jump up when you hear a pull in the garage at least, and try to act like you're unloading the dishwasher. Do something, man. At least pretend, even if you're not my guy. What's with you? Ugh, she's gonna be turned off. She's gonna not even think he's hot anymore.
Yeah, that's not good. That's a problem.
Okay, so what if it was reversed? I just want to throw this out there, because, you know, you were being a little sexist with the man. Take care. What if your wife lost her job and she just was like, this isn't, would you let her do nothing, or would you get resentful?
We've been through that before, and it's a whole debacle.
So, got it. So, but, totally, yeah, so
she,
not
so
the
she
jerk.
She lost her job, but she applied for lots of them.
Mm-hmm.
And she found one fairly quick.
Good.
And
good.
She liked it for a while, wasn't happy, found another one, but you can be picked.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable, because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
When you're working, you're not working, you can't be picky.
Oh, that is the quote of the day. You can be picky when you're working. You cannot be picky when you're not working.
Yeah, that part.
Mike. Ah, golden line of the day. All right, Mike, that was phenomenal.
All right.
See you later. Thanks. Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.